to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our information this time with some news from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The solar activity report. Solar activity continues to be extremely low according to the IPS. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to about 65, and there are no sunspots currently observed on the visible face of the sun. And those conditions are likely to remain for some considerable time, and we're still moving through sunspot cycle 24, and this is not expected to terminate until some 12 months from now. So in the foreseeable future, long distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz, that's long haul circuits, will continue to be very unreliable. Here in Melbourne, we're now moving through our winter period. The winter solstice has passed, and we've been having some quite good propagation, quite good reception in our pre-sunrise period, such as between 2030 and 2100. Signals from most continents have been audible, and this is a summary I made recently in that time span. 5985, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site with its English language service. 5995, the political station, the Voice of Hope, broadcasting in Korean from a transmitting site in the Korean Republic. 6020, another frequency for China Radio International, broadcasting from the Shizuan transmitting station in Polish, broadcasts to Europe. And 6080, China National Radio Network 1, the home service, broadcast in Chinese. 6090, an interesting signal from Ethiopia, Radio Amhara, broadcasting from a transmitting site at Addis Ababa, with programming in Amharic. 6 on from the Serik relay station in Albania, with programming in Arabic for the Middle East. 7475, the Iranian broadcasting service from Tehran, with its broadcast in Arabic. 7440, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site in Chinese. That's not the domestic service, that's the international service. Now, up in the higher frequencies, 31 metres, 9420, the Voice of Greece, very strong signals with Greek programming. 9480, NHK, Radio Japan Tokyo, with broadcast in Japanese. That transmission is actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. Very good reception here in Melbourne. 9525, China Radio International, again from the Beijing transmitting station, with broadcast to Europe and Asia in Russian. 9535, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the relay station in Kuwait, with programs in Chinese, intended of course for the Far East and Southeast Asia. 9655, the Algerian radio, broadcasting from the relay station at Issoudun in France, with programming in Arabic and French. 9890, China National Radio Network 1 with the home service broadcast in Chinese. Now, a little later on in the morning, this is post-sunrise between 2200 and 2230. 31 metre band corporate reception of various stations, mainly in Asia. 9900 Radio Taiwan International with Chinese. 9635, the Voice of Vietnam from Hanoi, the domestic service in Vietnamese dialects. 9805, Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul in Korean Republic with its morning service in Indonesian. And 9480, the Vatican Radio via the relay station at Tinang in the Philippines, carrying the programs in Chinese. Interesting use of the relay station there. 9570, China Radio International from Urumqi with programming in French. 9535, China Radio International again. We have a lot of a number of frequencies for this station. Anyway, CRI 9535, broadcasting from the Baoji Transmitting Station in Japanese. And 12,000, another frequency for China Radio International with programs in Chinese from Beijing Transmitting Site. Now, some station news, international broadcasting station news. Philippines. The Philippines Broadcasting Service uses transmitters made available by the USA, the IBB, or the former IBB, at Tinang. And it has two programs each day. They broadcast to the Middle East, mainly for Filipino nationals working in that part of the world. And this is the current schedule. Between 2200 and 0330, on 12010. Other frequencies for that service, 15640 and 17820. And an evening service for the Middle East from the PBS from Tanang is 1730 to 1930 in English on 9910, 11920 and 15190. So two transmissions each day from the Philippines Broadcasting Service, broadcasting over transmitters at Tanang in the Philippines, and they provided the assistance of the United States government. And quite good reception here in Melbourne, actually, on all of those frequencies in the two time periods. Now, some more schedule information. This time concerning broadcasts from Madagascar. There are two international shortwave stations broadcasting from Madagascar. One of them is known as the Christian Radio, World Christian Radio. The other one is the government-operated station brokered from the UK. And many stations are using these two transmitters now. First of all, the English from the BBC is using 7265 between 1700 and 2000. And the Vatican Radio was using 7360, that's a relay from Madagascar, in Swahili between 1600 and 1700. Another frequency for the BBC from Madagascar is 7445 on the air between 1500 and 2000. And another frequency from Madagascar is NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo, using 9560 with broadcast in Swahili between 0300 and 0400. And the BBC, another frequency, 9720, 1630 to 1700 with programs to Asia. And World Christian Broadcasting in the USA, using the other transmitter
in Madagascar on 9845 between 1900 and 2000 with programs in English. And another, Adventist World Radio is also using that transmitter, 6055 between 1400 and 1500, and 6065 between 0300 and 0400. And another station broadcasting in Spanish, which is not yet identified on using the relay in Madagascar, 6180 between 0300 and 0400, and 6190 between 0200 and 0300. A station known as I Radio, that's the I, what you look through, EYE, a political broadcasting station broadcasting to Africa, it's using 7340 from the, between 0400 and 0500, from the Vatican Radio Relay, that's Santa Maria di Galleria. And it's also on 15410 at the same time period from Issedon Relay in France. So some activity there from Madagascar, and the two transmitters there using a rather complex schedule for carrying broadcasts from various organisations to various continents.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.